Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for April the 6th. It's a very windy day. Oh my goodness, that thing just flew way, way over there. That's crazy. Hey, today we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 17, and we're looking at verse 14 now. So 17 verse 14 of Proverbs reads like this. Starting a quarrel, that means fighting, is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before the dispute breaks out. And you're like, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. Yesterday, while I was filming, right outside of the camera range was this couple. And you know what I'm saying? Probably in their 40s, maybe a little bit older. And they are just screaming and yelling and arguing. Each one of them is demanding their rights, okay? There's neither are giving an inch, okay? And so much so, watch this. Okay, because I believe they were married, but so much so they weren't giving each, they're just violating each other verbally, cussing each other out, putting each other down, attacking each other. Friends, let me just share this. That is not of God, okay? Proverbs is talking about a dam, okay? And a dam is something that holds huge amounts of water where they can regulate, watch this, where that dam can regulate the flow of water going down country, okay? Are you with me so far? Now it's talking about in Proverbs, okay, breaching it. So imagine there's this beautiful dam, and the dam is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It's restraining the water. It's holding the water, and so the water is regulated, okay, so the town below it isn't totally flooded out. But let's say a joker comes along with some C4, slaps it on the side of the dam, okay, lights it and blows a hole in the dam. He's breached the dam. What's going to happen? Okay, it's not going to only affect him, okay, because he's a dead man, okay, because he's not getting out of the way because there's so much water, there's so much pressure that is what? Built up. You understand what I'm saying? All that water pressure is what? It's built up and it has to explode now because there's a breach. Okay, there's a hole in the dam. Or a person goes up to the dam and they start hitting on rocks and messing with it. And every day they're chipping a little bit and chipping a little bit on the concrete until what? There's just a hole the size of a quarter. But because of the pressure, watch this, because of the pressure pushing against that hole starts that about the size of a quarter and it goes to the size of a half a dollar to the size of a silver dollar, okay, before long. It's this big. Before long, the dam cannot hold. Friends, that's how it is when we will not overlook an offense that's happened to us. It's a trap. And you're like, what are you talking about? Too often we fall into the trap of Satan, okay? We allow Satan to get the best of us. And here's the thing. Instead of overlooking an injustice, a strife, a word that was spoken towards us, okay? Here's the thing. We jump all over it. And we jump all over that person. What happens when someone says a word to the wrong person, okay? There's tension. There's quarreling. There's strife. There's anger. There's division. All of those things, okay, unrestrained, are not of the kingdom of God. Watch this. They're not of God, but they're of Satan. Meaning this, Satan's trying to get you off your game. But friends, the Bible tells us this, that strife opens the door to every evil work. And meaning this, division and anger, all these things, they get a hold of you, okay? And you lose yourself in them. You lose yourself in the anger. You are demanding your rights. Friends, I want to help you here, okay? You have no rights. Oh, Matt, yes, you have no rights, okay? If you're a born-again Christian and you're sold out to God, you are what the Bible says, a bond slave by choice, okay? He has all the rights. King Jesus, okay? You've called him Lord, Master, Savior, owner of your life. But oftentimes, someone will say something to you, and what does God's word say to us? God says to turn the other cheek, to forgive, to forget. Maybe that person's going through something, okay? And they're just being ornery that day or angry that day, okay? And here's the thing, they're venting. Does it make it right? No. But that's between them and God. And here's the thing, the issue now is how are you going to react? Friends, I've learned in my life, if I can turn the other cheek, if I can, watch this, if I can absorb the abuse, okay, and go to God and say, God, they said this to me, it hurt my feelings, it rubbed me the wrong way, take the pain away, heal me, help me to be an ambassador of love and grace and mercy and long suffering, help me to show that person love, because here's the thing, that person is lashing out because they're not feeling loved, okay, something's going on in the world, and sometimes they're just lost, okay, and when they're lost, here's the thing, they are just a target and a punching bag for the enemy, but here's the thing, you might be the only Jesus that someone ever meets on any given day. You you might be the only salt and light that that person's going to come across. They might say that to someone else, and that person just attacks them, verbalizes how awful they are, nitpicks their whole existence, their features, their appearance, their attitude, you know what I'm saying? And that person is just belittled, and they feel justified in doing that. Friends, you're never justified in hurting another person, okay? We were here on earth to bring glory to God, and one of the ways we can bring glory to God is building other people up in love, okay? In helping people. I've said this many times, but the more people you can help along the way in this life, the better off you're going to be as a person, and the more of God's light and provisions and blessings that you will receive, because God knows, hey, if I can pour it out on him, and he will let my blessings flow through him, my love flow through him, my grace, my mercy, my long-suffering, okay, forgiveness will flow through in and through him, I can give him as much as I want. He's not going to absorb it. He's just not going to hold it. He's not going to be like in a dam that's just holding it all in. He's going to release it, okay? What am I releasing? Anger, frustration, bitterness, cussing, strife, and division? No, what I'm releasing is Christ, the love of God, onto a lost and dying world. And that's what the world needs. They don't need you to go toe-to-toe with them, punch for them. What they need to see is Christ in you. Friends, when I let my fur be rubbed the wrong way, okay, and I'm angry, okay, I'm just bitter, because here's the thing, it starts with anger, and what happens? I could scream and yell all I want and feel I won the verbal argument. Do you ever win when you're arguing? No, because you walk away leaving what? Awful. You walk away feeling bitter, like, oh, I could have said this. So you start rehearsing sin. You're rehearsing in your mind, I wish I would have said this about him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I should have said this about her face, or this about him. He's a lowlife. He's a this. He's a failure. He's a loser. I should have said all this. You start rehearsing. What are you rehearsing? What are you imagining? What are you contemplating in your mind? It's all sin. It's not of God. It's of the devil. See, if I get in that state, that negative state, pessimistic state, I'm not living a life of victory. Friends, God wants me to live a life of victory. He wants me to walk by faith, not by sight, and realize if that person is having that difficult of a day, it is a ministry opportunity for me. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. We're in the man cave. There is no one manlier than the men that are in Christ, walking in integrity, okay, resting in the vine and abiding in Christ, okay? There's no one more manly out there. Okay, listen, here's the thing. What we are is Elisha and Elijah, okay? We're Jeremiah, we're Ezekiel, we're Paul the Apostle, we're Peter, we're Moses, we're Joshua, we're all these saints of God, okay, all wrapped up because we've read their words, okay? Christ lives in us and we're living that out daily, okay? We're eating the bread of life, okay? And we're enjoying the pilgrimage of being children of the living God. And so when that person comes along and violates us, here's the thing, just smile and just say, man, I'm going to love them and turn it back on them. It sounds like you're having a difficult day. You know, the other week I was having a difficult day. Did I tell you how nice you look today? Is there something we could talk about? Can I help you out? Can I buy you lunch? Can I buy you a coffee? See, love them. Cherish them. Teach them. Disciple them. Be different, okay? Because the world is very predictable in what they're going to say when they say the wrong thing. But no, you throw them a curveball. Like I'm always throwing you the heat. Throw them instead of the number one. Throw them the number three, which is the curve. Love them. And so let me share this with you. In this life, there are so many people who are striving after the things of this life, the money, the mammon, the materialism. But a lot of people, okay, are looking for sex, and a lot even more people are looking for power. They want power. Do you know how much power you have when you drop the matter? Someone says something to you and you just look the other way, or you zip your trap. You don't engage in negative conversation. You heard what they said. You can, and watch this, in your heart, you feel justified to defend yourself, but do you need to? Friends, I never need to defend myself. Why is that? Because God defends me. I've learned this. If I will zip my trap, step back, and reflect upon my Lord, Savior, and Master, okay, and ask Him to filter through me His life, okay, forgive that person of the injustice that was, okay, placed upon you, okay, and pray for that person. God says to pray for your enemies. And I'm not saying that person is your enemy. What I'm saying is this. Pray a blessing over them. Lord, this person is having a difficult day. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would draw them unto yourself. They've verbalized it, a negative towards me, and that's a nice way of putting it, okay? But Father, I forgive them. I realize the source of that is Satan, and they are just a conduit today of that, okay? But I want you to bless them, draw them unto yourself, overwhelm them with your mercy and your grace, your provisions, your protection of all of who you are. Help them to have a good day. Help them to get out of the right rut. Help them to get out of the ditch. Help them to get out of the storm. Help them to see clearly. Give them wisdom. Give them discernment. Give them understanding. Give them yourself, Lord Jesus. Pray that prayer towards that person, okay? Drop the matter. Watch what God does in your life and watch how powerful you are. See, there's nobody more powerful than the person who can stand against an injustice and release it and forgive it. That is what Jesus did on the cross. And there ain't nobody that's a man's man like Jesus Christ, okay? He's up on the cross. He has all of power and all authority. Watch this. What does he say? Father, forgive them. While he's bleeding to death, stretched out thirsty, his flesh is shredded, he has the power to destroy, to annihilate, I mean to torture them. What does he say? Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Friends, that's what you're to do. Because they don't know what they're doing. They're in their emotions. That person that's lashing out, they're in their emotions. Okay, Satan's got the best of them that day. Satan is strategically, watch this, because the Bible says he roars around like a lion, seeking who he may devour, okay? So he snuck around this person trying to find an open crack in their life, trying to find a door, okay? Trying to find darkness, trying to find some sin in their life. Because Satan hides out in sin. He hides out in darkness. And so he finds an area, whether it's unforgiveness, whether it's something else or something else. Who knows what it is in a person's life that Satan is using to get into their life, to harass them, to oppress them, okay? And here's the thing. He's got that person out of their game, and he's trying to utilize that person not only to ruin their life, to oppress them, to get them angry, get them bitter, to frustrate their life, okay, so they're not living in victory, to ruin their day. Okay, he's not going to do it for life, especially if you're a Christian. But here's the thing. We've all had what we consider bad days. I don't consider days bad as much as challenging, okay? The person that's having the difficult day, they've been blindsided by the enemy, okay? Until they come across you. And what are they coming across? They're coming across the love of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God. And that's what they need. And guess what? That flame of fire that's in their heart, what you are doing is throwing a bucket of Jesus on them, a bucket of the Holy Spirit, a bucket of cool water, okay? And you're showing the love of God, and it changes everything when you're able to drop the matter. There is no winner in arguing. Look the other way. You're never justified, okay? We're slaves of Jesus Christ. Let's act like he would act. What would Jesus do? And I already know, I have a whole Bible of telling me how Jesus acted, what he did, when he spoke, and when he was zealous about certain things. But it never works to argue, okay? I hope this helped you out. Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.